Hi, this is Andrew Krug, the Global Community Manager for Niantic Labs, and you're listening to the Agent Academy podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode number 41, recorded on January 2nd, 2019. I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
I'm Agent Sully Belly.
And today you get drops. You get cough drops. And New Year's resolutions.
Sure.
Something like that. And, you know, light on the everything else except for your what's in the capsule ideas. We're going to get to those this week, I promise. All here on the Agent Academy podcast. So, I guess, do you want to start again this week? Or do you want to start this week?
You start. How was your week, Goonie Guy? Natural and flowing.
It was more natural and flowing than I normally do, so kudos. My week was it was busy. We actually had to fight for the cycle this week. Unfortunately, it was due to, you know, a cheater. A dirty cheater. So
fake news. You have no proof.
Yeah. No, that's true. You need to have proof. Well, we did get one of his accounts banned because he actually used...
I guess he had proof then.
Yeah, he used an E&L account to flip a portal and then drove like an hour and a half and 42 minutes. And that's pretty much giving yourself away there. So, cool. Anyway, so we're dealing with that, and it's been some work. I've been driving everywhere. I drove to Fort Payne, Alabama. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
I've not heard of it.
But it's been really cool talking to the local agents, and in a weird way, there's kind of a good side effect that it kind of sparked a lot of players to start chatting together and talking. So, yay for that. That's positive, right? Community building.
Totally.
And I did get to meet some agents, Riggs and his daughter were in town, and so it was really cool seeing them, and got to get them some cards, and they gave me some cards, and I have them in the car. I'll show you next
cards?
Week.
What kind of cards?
Like trading cards.
Do you make them for yourself?
Yeah, so you make them, and then you trade them.
Oh, so they had cards.
Yeah, they had cards.
That's so cool.
So it's cool. So now I have them in my my book, my binder. So I will. I'll bring them next week and show you.
Yeah, I want to see them.
They're cool cards. What about you? How was your week?
It was great. I'm sure everyone can kind of hear both of us. The audio version, especially, is going to notice all the crunching. In the mix, we're both sick. We're both on cough drops, and we live multiple states away from each other. So this is a massive coincidence. So I did want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year! It's our first episode of 2019, so yeah. That's pretty cool. And just FYI for those that enjoy the show live. We will be recording on Mondays going forward until life happens and changes that again.
So Monday. So set your calendars. Yeah,
at least until the end of April, it'll be Mondays. And we're going to try with like all of our, I don't know, heart to actually do a show every week, right?
Every week.
Yes.
No fail.
Give it a big effort.
And the audio will sound better. I screwed up last week. I'm taking over the editing. Soho used to do all the audio editing and video editing for the show, so getting files and stuff back and forth so I could do it. I forgot one major step in editing the audio, which It'll be fixed next week. Or this week, it'll be fixed for this show.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you doing this week? Lazy.
I'm just, it's something that normally would have done, but sorry. I apologize. And there was another special day last week. I don't know if, can we say it? Can I say
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Agent Sally Valley.
That was my birthday.
That was nice. And whistles. And
my birthday. Yeah. So it was fun. It was a good time.
Good time.
Holidays and birthday all mixed in the same week. It's kind of a mess.
Yeah. So do you always get like the combination present? Like, here's your Christmas and birthday present.
When I was a kid, actually, I didn't get many presents at all because my birthday's slightly after Christmas. So by then, everyone's so sick of going to the stores. Like, I got cards with money even as a kid, like cards with money. And when you're a kid, I mean, when you're a teenager, you're like, yeah. But, like, when you're a kid, like, that, it's like, oh, okay. Got all these cards I got to sit here and read. but my mom, her birthday's right around the holidays, too. So she knows, she grew up with that pain as well. So she always made sure that she got me a birthday present, and my grandma always made sure she got me a birthday present. Always a chewed open, for sure. And they would always use, like, elaborate bows and birthday paper so that it wasn't, like, because it sucks getting birthday presents with Christmas wrapping paper.
I'll have to remember that one.
I mean, just, like, you know, make it a little about my birthday. You know?
Right.
But, yeah.
Man, you're bringing it down again this week.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Did I?
No. I'm just joking.
Just giving a little pro tip out there for people. Now, you know, I know some people, birthday's not a big deal, so, like, they don't care. But right. And then you have other people who have, like, their birthday week. So it just varies from person to person. So just kind of, you know, your loved ones, if you know it's a big deal to them, then
make it a big deal.
Yeah.
And sometimes they won't even let you know it's a big deal. My wife's birthday is early December, so it's like you deal with the same thing where it's like you kind of get like presents for birthday and Christmas, and you gotta be really careful. There was one year where like I basically gave her all her presents for her birthday, and then Christmas it was like, you know, just like the things for the kids, and I was like, son of a gun. I tried to like go out and, you know, grab something, but
something.
It's like, duh, you can't go, well, you know, wasn't your birthday, didn't it feel a little extravagant this year? No?
Then you got a plan, man.
Really? Yeah, so don't do that. And then mine's in January, so it's like, I remember getting always like, I would get the bass guitar and the amp, but they would give them to me at the same time, but the amp was technically my birthday present, you know, where the bass
Christmas was.
Or like a stereo, I'd get the stereo for Christmas or the speakers for my birthday. And it's like, I think y'all are saving some money here. I don't know.
Yeah, because
normally it's a package thing.
If you had your birthday in June, they would have given you that speaker and stereo system for Christmas, you know?
Yeah, and then for your birthday, you would have gotten something totally different.
Yeah, totally awesome. So, anyway.
But I'm not bitter. Not holding it against them.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's birthdays, and I know you had other stuff too, right?
Sorry, I'm gonna try and like mute that. Yeah, I just want to say thanks for all the support from last week. I got a lot of messages, and it means a lot to me. I'm gonna leave it at that. But this week, I did get out and play. My son and I went out and Ingressed together, and nice. We had to download it because he had deleted it off of his phone, of course. And then we had to do the Prime tutorial. So that was not fun because that's a long tutorial. It feels long when you're trying to like start missions anyway.
Oh, yeah. You just want to do stuff and it's like, now,
put
a resonator on a portal.
Well, and I thought for sure like I was going to get like 5 minutes. So there's this mosaic. It's a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and it's in the cemetery. And so it's a really cool one. I really wanted it. And so I told him, like, oh, if we do this for a little bit, you know, we'll go do something else. And I totally thought, like, I'd get, like, one or two done, and he'd be like, I'm out. Let's go.
Right.
But we ended up having we're in this cemetery. We had a great day. It was just really nice. We just talked and hung out. It was low key, but it was a super windy day, and everyone had those Christmas wreaths for their graves, you know, for people they love. Mm-hmm. And they had like a lot of them had blown over. So we were walking past, and my son's like, "Should we pick those up?" But I'm like, "Yeah, we totally should." So
and
we
took them all home.
No, we like put them back so that they were propped up again, and we got the mosaic completed barely because it closes at dusk, and we were like the lights came on headlights on the road for like, oh, that's dusk because we gotta go.
Right,
we just barely finished it because it was 18 missions.
Feels like there needs to be some more specificity in times of closing, right? Like,
yeah.
Who's, and then there's always the, well, do I have to be out or do I have to be heading towards the exit? And how slow can I go?
Sure. It's a small cemetery.
Ma'am, I mean, please quit crawling to the exit.
18 missions, like we were just in circles the whole time. It was crazy. My great grandma's buried there, so I didn't feel creepy about being there either.
Did you move a wreath over there? From no.
No, she has a big like one of those like blanket things on her. So anyway, sorry.
It's okay. We don't mind you coughing.
So much coughing. I'm sorry. We didn't fielding. We had them all. The whole like cemetery was green and all maxed out. You know. Resonators deployed, but we didn't do any fielding because that area, it's like right with two larger multi-layer fields through there, and I was afraid we would mess up someone's plan, so I was like, we'll teach him fielding another day. So
hey, that's nice of you.
Select it. And he was excited. He wants to do another mosaic, but then the problem is both he and I have iPhones. And Ingress Prime on the iPhone, like, your badges don't always show up. So after we finished it, the mosaic, like, some of the circles are blacked out. And he's just like, oh. So now he was excited to do more mosaics. And now he's just like, well, if they don't show up, I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah. So that's frustrating. But.
So and so it happens on both y'all's.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
I wonder if anyone out there knows of a way to... If there is a way to fix it, or is it if it's just a bug, let us know, because that really sucks when you're getting someone interested into Ingress, and it's like, oh, this one thing that I really, really like doing, I can't even see the benefits from. So, hopefully, they'll get that fixed.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of been a little frustrated. I kind of thought that I was totally all about, like, Ingress Prime. I'm like, no, there's like a lot of like great things moved around and stuff like that. But I kind of assumed that the updates would come a little faster than they have been coming.
Yeah.
So I had to install Redacted. I caved and installed it because I can't see any of the I can't see any intel. Like for scoring and stuff, I just like to look at it and can't submit portals, which is the pain. So, yeah, I didn't want to, but I did. Okay, here, I'll just show you, like, for those who are enjoying the YouTube version, that's how my screen looks. A lot of my badges are just blacked out on that. But if I switch over to Redacted, all my badges are there. So, I don't know. It seems like an Ingress Prime issue.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So hopefully they'll fix it, or, like, data downloading something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The only other thing I have for this week upcoming is we have a First Saturday locally in Plymouth, Michigan. This Saturday from 11 to 1, so if you're in Michigan, in that area, Detroitish area, like, check out First Saturday.
That's awesome. You going?
Can I try? But I don't know. One, I have to get better.
Oh,
I'm going out in January for 2 hours.
Right, it's a little bit colder up there than here.
It's also my D&D day, and my D&D starts at 1, and this ends at 1. Oh. And I have to get to many cities away to get to my D&D. And so I'm like, I don't know if I can get it in there.
Yeah, and so, I think for it to count, you might have to, like, be there when it starts and then hack the portal at the end.
I think so, too.
Or something. Well,
so yeah, but check ingress.com/events or go ingress.com and go to the events menu and check out First Saturdays. There's tons of them this Saturday.
But none in Huntsville, Alabama, because no one wants to do one with me. I think I smell. So if there's any resistance who aren't afraid of smells and stinks, holler at me and let's get one going down here so we can, you know, do one. There's one nowhere near me that I can find, like, within hours. But I'll look again. Maybe there's a new one.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It benefits us all.
It does.
You had something else? Instagram? No?
I've been playing on our Instagram. The Agent Academy Instagram gave me access to that, and I've been messing around with that.
Yeah.
We hit 150 followers on our Instagram.
Nice.
Just today, so that's cool. Yeah, so I'm going to try and keep up, and I don't know if we'll post pictures up, but I'm going to try.
It's like, what? You have to do some field art, some key art.
Yeah.
Do your attempt at a key art.
Yeah.
Not sure if that other agent who did that a lot, if they ever did an Agent Academy logo. We'll have to, I haven't seen it on the feed, but I'm sure he's working on it. It'll take a while. It's just going to be epic, the best one ever.
That was to-do list.
Speaking of best ever.
Situation report.
See, that's how you do a crappy segue.
I like that.
It has nothing to do with nothing, and you just say stuff, and if you don't bring attention to it like this, people just go, I just don't get it. Must be an inside thing. But, so Situation Report is where we talk about what's been going on in Ingress. And this week, not much because of the holidays. I know we probably... Well, no, I won't say we won't. Did we already have... Yeah, so first... Monday? Is he doing on Mondays now? When's Krug doing his thing? Mondays? So we'll see if he shows up on the 7th. He might have already said he wasn't. We'll talk about that next week. But we did get a bunch of passcodes for 10 days, and they're all on the side on the passcodes page if you still need them. And there's some really good ones. Like the last one, I think, had, 50 level 8 power cubes and some Lawsons and...
50 level 8 bursters?
Like, yeah.
And a lot of those. That was really good.
Can't give those away anymore. Like, that's one thing with the change. I know a lot of people are saying the VR gear is still populating in the Q capsules in...
No, it's not.
Redacted. So
it's not.
Well, some people are saying it's still happening on Redacted, not in Prime.
Okay. A guy really on Reddit today said that it is official. Like, his test indicated that it had stopped.
Okay, good. Good. But I mean, not I really good, but...
I mean, I'm not testing it,
though. Yeah, like, I'm just... I'm an idiot, apparently. I just went, they stopped it, so let me move all my VR stuff.
Totally! I did the same thing! Cleaned it all out!
And then, like, everybody's going, no, I'm still getting stuff. And I'm like, son of a gun, I could have had two more viruses!
Yeah.
So... I wasn't too concerned, but now I do have all these quantum capsules that, like, just doesn't really have... Like, I'm not really sure what to put in them now. It's, like, just growing keys, and it's, like, I already have too many of those.
I have three empty ones.
It's, like, so it's going to be the new capsule that you just give out. Like, oh, you need five bursters here. And they'd be like, you give me a quantum capsule. And be like, yeah, I need space.
Well, the other problem, too, yeah, I mean, everything in there counts as space. If you've got, you know, 5 quantum capsules, that's 500 inventory slots you can't use.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Not exactly, because you keep a couple empty, but not many.
Yeah, so you have, like, 96. I mean, I think I have 9 Q caps with all just level 8 bursters. Just in there growing, pull out, you know, 10 a day or more, and it's... Then go try to find something to blow up, but there's not enough resistance around here. There's so little resistance around here, they actually make their own enlightened agents to play. I don't know why. It's like, just play resistance. Get some more resistance playing. Anyway, I digress.
It seems like the ones you have would have lots to do that.
Yeah, you would think, but they anyway. That's another story, right. Another time. Sorry. Let's see, what else? So those, and also an agent... posted on the Reddit, and we'll put this in the show notes, about that they were able to switch their emails by using Facebook. So they, like, attach their Facebook account, then deattach their email, and then attach their new Gmail, and they said it worked, and they were able to log into stuff. I don't know if it's true or not. I would hate for someone to lose their account because they screwed up doing something like that, but...
True.
If it is, cool. Good stuff. And that's pretty much the news.
That's all the news. It was a lot of, I mean, they gave away a ton in the past post. They gave away a passport like every day over the holidays, it seemed like. And then
yeah.
Well, that was the news.
And there were a bunch of videos. So go back and watch the Dunraven Foundation videos. I think they're up to 10 or 11 now. I forget. But apparently there's like... stuff going on there. So if you're into the lore and what's going on with that, you should have some stuff to do. I've got to catch up on stuff and on the videos because I've only seen the first, I think, 5 Dunraven videos. And I'm just waiting for the anime. Like, every
yeah.
day.
When's it coming? Why is that not out?
I don't know. And Krug's on vacation or he's ghosting me. He doesn't like me anymore. So he won't talk to me, but...
Man, you can't get anyone to have a first Saturday with you.
I
can't
smell.
Get anyone to answer you.
I smell really
Goodness
bad. Oh, man. Yeah. We won't talk about...
Somehow you made me sick from Alabama.
You're welcome.
What's in the capsule?
What's in the capsule? What's in the capsule? What's in the capsule? What's in the capsule? What's in the capsule? What's in the capsule? What's in the capsule?
What's in the capsule? You know, I think today we have some backlog of stuff. From agents that have sent in stuff. I think to make sure we get to all those, let's do all theirs first.
That sounds good. And then read the long ones.
Okay, I'll read the long ones. Now, there is something I do need to... I got a picture the other day on an op that I had to turn around because the water was washed out.
Oh.
And so I think that would be an interesting one for the Instagram. I meant to show it to you earlier. But anyway.
Yeah.
Submission here from Vanielle Ashkevron, and this was a gent I met in Austin. Really nice chap, and he's from England, and he says so in his capsule idea. He says, "Hello from England." Two suggestions for you. Firstly, highlighting any portal in your scanner that is unique for you, either hack or capture or both. Maybe colored rings around the base of your portal. And they do that in Pokemon Go, right? If you haven't spun it yet, it has the ring around it.
I didn't know that.
So I think that would be an easy one. And then maybe some way to denote whether you've capped it or not. So, I don't know. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, I like that.
If they did that, do you think they should... they may not even have the data to retroactively change any portals, or would it be just from that day? I would say...
No, it has to be retro. They have to have all that... They have all that data because they know when you capture a unique. So they know which... They have somewhere stored which ones you've done.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So don't BS me on this.
Oh, that's a good point. I was just going for the... I believe in Pokemon Go that... It wasn't retroactive, but maybe they weren't really capturing that data yet.
Right. Maybe but they always have been capturing it for us.
That's true. It's a good point. Good point. Good idea. And the second idea is use the media drop function as a way of encouraging regular play. Maybe a new badge for the number of media hacked, and also a very rare chance of special character cards. Perhaps for retired characters like Kodama Clue, Susanna Moyer, or Stella Victory. They would need to be separate from the anomaly character cards, and maybe you would need to collect a few to be able to redeem as a character badge. At the moment, the media function is pretty much ignored. Hope you find those interesting. Love the podcast, and hope to see you in Austin. Huh.
We haven't done these in a while.
We didn't already read these. I was like, man, that sounds familiar. Did we read the first one?
I think we did this one.
Well, I bet you if you go back and listen, it was we totally talked bad about this idea. This one, time we talked good, because Soho's not here. Last time, probably downed it.
No way.
But I don't think we talked about the second part. Maybe we only did the first part.
Okay, I'm going to try it. All right, Dewey J, why not add key filters? But
nothing.
Did we talk about it?
No, go for it.
Oh, did you want to say, I'm sorry, what?
No, it's all you.
Okay. I feel like I stepped on you.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, I think I did. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. I was going to go check and look at the actual sheet to see the dates of when these were added. So, and I wasn't going to make you read one that we had already talked about. So, just read it anyway. Who cares?
All right, fine. Dewey J says, why not add key filters? Add filters to the keys you own to find those in a desired state. Common filters that Dewey J wants to see.
Yeah, we talked about this one.
Yeah, I think we did this one.
We definitely talked about this one. I swear we had a bunch of new ones, but these seem all... I'm going to have to check on that doc, it looks like. So, the next one that we probably already read, just blame this all on cough syrup. That's all I'm saying.
I'm so hopped up on, cold medicine right now.
Normally she would, be keeping me in check, but not this week. Why not? This one's from Dewey J, too. Says, why not link Intel to the scanner? For example, if I'm looking at a portal in the Intel Mac, give me a link to feed that portal name to the scanner and pop up the scanner and tell me how many keys I have for that portal. If I really want to be lazy, have the Intel map scrape. I said the S word. My key inventory, and when I am close on the map view, have it put a number of how many keys I have for each portal. You know we all want Intel and Skinner to be one big, happy, interconnected family. Just do it. He works for Nike. So, I made that up.
Good for him.
I made that up. But, yeah, I think there's something there.
Uh-huh.
For, I always feel like, there needs to be more with the Intel,
more stats.
Yeah, more stats. I definitely would like to know keys and stuff. I would like to know just by looking at a portal on the map if I had a key to it already before having to look at it. Like maybe it could have a little key icon or something. Soon you won't be able to tell what the hell's going on the screen though with all these icons and new things telling you what's going on with portals. But I don't know. I think that'd be cool.
All right. Do you want me to move on to the next one?
Yes.
Okay. This is DSOT88. And I don't know if we've read this before or not, but due to no upgrade of inventory space in Prime, add an efficient and effective tool to manage inventory space. Add a drop down filter to switch off hacking certain items, keys, residual weapons, mods, P-cubes, etc. This will reduce the amount of effort and time having to constantly drop and recycle gear when you're rapidly hacking portals. Cheers from the South Island of New Zealand. Well, hi, New Zealand.
Hi. And there are some, I believe it's much more efficient. That's the only time I use Prime right now is when I need to do inventory management, like keys. If you look at the items on the bottom right, there'll be this little four square window looking icon. If you click on that, it'll actually let you select, say, all your level 1 bursters or all your level 2 bursters or all your level 1, 2, 3, and 4 bursters, and you can just recycle them all at one time. So you can get through them much faster.
Yeah. His thing is, though, is he'd rather not even have to recycle. Don't even give them to me. I think it would be kind of okay if you had a checkbox of things don't give me this, and you could turn it on and off, in your settings maybe somewhere. I never, ever, ever want level 8 resonators because I have 400 of them.
Like, right. Right. And yeah, so I can see something for that. Kind of like, you know, like right now you can quick hack no key or quick hack a key, which you can't choose that in redacted, right? You can only do that in Prime by adding in the glyph sequence. Yeah. So I don't know if there's something, like you said, you'd almost need like a setting where you can go this, and that.
Yeah.
But not this.
Yeah, don't hack these things. And like, so then maybe when you're hacking, you're getting a lot of you acquired no items. Or, oh, no, that one idea we had a while ago, we said it in another show, like, this is kind of goes into that, to another capsule that we had where, okay, if you put it in your settings to not collect resonators, I don't know, you just turned off, you know, level 8 resonators, and you turned off power cubes because you don't like recharging and you never do it anyway, I don't know. And so then, if you hacked a portal, what would happen is that stuff would just plop out on the ground. Like when you blow up a field or something, or a leak, yeah, and sometimes the key is there, you know?
Yeah.
So the stuff would be on the ground. So you kind of have to weigh it out. Okay, do I want to leave that gear for anyone else to collect? Like, that's going to be what you have to decide.
Yeah.
You know, you'd rather not recycle it or leave it around for other people to maybe come and collect.
Yeah.
That's what I think they should do. That would be crappy. That'd be so devious.
And then, yeah, they would have to do some things with that, like during anomalies. Like, they already have a sweeper that runs every, like, 15 minutes to clear items on the ground during anomalies.
Yeah.
But people could cause a lot of lag.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. Like, they've always talked, or not always, but they were talking late last year about adding in features to the game for performance. So maybe one of them could be, don't show me crap on the ground unless I specifically asked to see it.
True.
And then you don't deal with that lag of people throwing crap on the ground.
Man, I want to see it, though. What if it's good stuff?
Right? Yeah, I grabbed a... Yeah, I won't talk about that.
People leaving Jarvis's and stuff, you know, laying around. Like, oh, I need it.
Yeah, don't leave stuff around during anomaly, that's for sure. Don't drop a capsule on the middle of the street. People will grab them.
I told you about that. I told you about that, right?
Yeah.
I was dropping a capsule for my friend, and I didn't see that there was a res player right there, and so he got the capsule with the stuff.
Oh, jerk face.
Well, no, we were... It's not his fault either, because... Right.
Oh, no, he's doing his job.
We were on the second floor of a building, and he was, like, outside the front door. Like, he was... Like, so we didn't know he was there. He didn't... Like, he just found a capsule. He didn't... You know, he's like, oh, capsule. Yay.
And now he's probably posting on Reddit, man, capsules are just dropping from the sky.
Capsules full of level 8 XMP bursters are just falling all over the place.
Oh, so don't do that.
No.
Okay. So.
All right. That's about all I got. And I don't know. Do you want to do classwork? We haven't done that in a while.
I don't know if we have anything good.
Okay.
We'll have to look.
We'll check that out.
So, well, we actually kind of went over one of those in the last one, the prime tip on multiple items stacked. And a lot of these are for redacted. So I guess
let's work on that.
Let's So there's no bumper for that segment anyway. But anyway, in the classroom, so one of the things that I don't know if you've noticed, but like glyph hacking, like definitely learning the words over what you call them is eventually better for you. Even though saying Batman's head seems like a funny and interesting way to say whatever that glyph is. See, now I can't remember either one of them. But anyway, one of the cool things, I don't know if you noticed, is a lot of times the glyphs actually almost use the same pieces I mean, they have to just because of how, you know, few like combinations there are. But I believe there's some that actually, it seems like they do it purposefully in the sentence. And as you're glyphing, if you kind of keep those commonalities in mind as you're seeing them, it helps, I think, to remember like what that last one is until you like remember the name. Like once you get the name of it, it's like golden. You can just,
it's easier. It's almost like a phrase that it makes too. When you do the longer ones, the four and fives.
Yeah, so. And like they'll make sense, and then they'll screw me up with the, you know, the ones that have two names for the same glyph, and I'll be like, that sentence doesn't make sense. And I'm like, oh yeah, must be the other one.
Yeah.
So,
like, I'll be doing pretty good. I'll be like strong mind, weak panties. Because the one for body looks like panties. This little triangle.
Oh, my God. Well, and see, I learned those as mind, body, soul, so now I always say it no matter which one it is, and I've got to, like, kind of, like, okay, it's the third one, so it's soul. Like, because I, it's like L-M-N-O-P. It's like, now I know that is L-M-N-O-P, and it's like, I mean, I don't anymore. I know L-M. Anyway, that's... too much info at that point.
Yeah. Someone just said in chat, cinnamon roll. I know what that one is, so I really right away.
Unbounded. See, and when someone was telling me cinnamon roll, I thought they were talking about the other one that's just a little bit off now. Is it contemplate? But so now I see in my head that one is cinnamon roll because I already had knew unbounded.
Mm. Gotcha.
But yeah.
Well, yeah, I learned technology. That one was always duck for me. Like, look like a little duck. and then harmony, I always called that bat. It looks like a bat.
Bat.
Because it's like flying.
Oh.
It's like sideways crush.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
I love, like, the made-up names, too. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, what would be cool is if we could come up with made up names that actually still worked in the phrases with how they're laid out. Like that would be awesome to me. But I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know. Some of them
anything's
make
possible.
Funnier phrases if you know half of them than half of them.
And then you'll screw other people up. Yeah, just do this.
Yeah.
Do that. So when you're learning to glyph hack, if you're starting from scratch, just read it after every time you do it. Just read it and then try to remember it.
Yeah, it comes up even if you get them all right, and you can see, like, you know, you're getting a speed bump, so you know you got them all right. Instead of closing it, like, watch those, and, you know, you might have gotten them all right in the glyph hack, but you might not be calling them the right thing. So if you read that every time, eventually they'll start to stick more and more and more, and then you'll never miss them.
Yeah, and I started where I would just take, like, one or two new ones, and those were the ones I focused on. And so it was just, like, adding a new word to my dictionary, my glyphtionary. There's a site for that, too. So a bunch of sites for testing and trying out, but that seems like a lot more effort than just playing the game and getting gear as I learn them.
I like glyph hacking, but I do find it's a little more difficult for me in Prime. I don't know why.
It's like, that countdown. It's that stupid countdown. I don't know what the numbers... It makes it harder to me than just the flashing.
Yeah, I don't like that number.
That, and like half the time my stuff doesn't register, and I'm sitting there like trying to redo and go back, and it's just like not working, and then I just get frustrated, and I go back to redacted. But hopefully that'll be fixed soon.
Yeah, I have that problem with the enlightened symbol. And, like, I always start it wrong, but then I kind of go back and I don't lift my finger and go around. And if I do it in redacted... Well, if I did it... I haven't actually tried it in redacted, but the old scanner, like, before Prime, it was fine as long as I didn't lift my finger. But in Prime, it's like... just not like it. So.
And then you just get angry and just swirl around and try to cover the whole screen with, like, the shining things and just... till it's done.
You rage glyph?
Rage glyph,
I have never rage glyphed in my life.
Oh.
That's funny.
Our car gal taught me one down here. Like, she would be doing it, and she'd be like, the only one I could remember is the last one, or I knew one glyph, so I'd just do that same glyph five times. Just so she'd get that one, at least once.
That's good.
So, anyway, that's that. Oh, did you have some more glyph?
I don't.
Oh.
No, I was thinking, because of my dedication to making sure I was here, even though I was sick, but I wanted to make sure we did our show anyway. I did want to start off the new year by skipping a show right away. Like, that's our New Year's resolutions already failed right out of the gate. But I think my dedication to coming out here, doing a show, and I know it's a short one, but what if we rewarded me with letting me go to bed?
Yeah. How about you go to bed?
All right. Thank you.
So, I was about to close out anyway, so this is perfect timing.
Awesome.
Get your achievement for episode 41 at AgentAcademyPodcast.com. It's the episode 41 achievement, and it is AAJSHDSHKAA. And join us next week, Monday. Instead of Wednesday, we'll be doing the show live then. So, thanks, everyone. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.